Yes?
Sergeant Shriver on 9-2.
Yeah. Good morning, it's Sergeant Shriver
speaking. Yeah, yeah.
I want to thank you first for mentioning me yesterday. I appreciate that very much in your official statement.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to tell you second that Walter Jenkins had a talk with John Macy, and Jenkins and Moyer and Macy seem to think that it will be harder to find a replacement for Macy, on short notice in the Civil Service Commission, than it would be if we went to Booten, to Bernie Booten, that is. And there's two points.
I don't think Walter cared at all. He told me he just listened to it, and I just gave him hell because Bill told me, and you did, to get Macy over here, and I did, got him over, told him, thought he ought to do it, and he said, all right, he would do it, and then they came in and said they didn't want him. I don't care who you get if you are satisfied. Well, but I don't think Walter cares whether it's Macy or a replacement. I think that's Macy's viewpoint, according to what Walter told me, not Walter's.
Well, there would have to be, I think, some replacement for Macy.
Yeah, oh yes, yeah.
And John Macy told me he would be glad to come. That's what you wanted to do, but they said that some replacement was needed, and I gathered, maybe it was Macy's idea, that it would be hard to get a replacement.
Yeah, Macy told them that.
Yes. Well, that is temporary at any rate.
Of course, you're going to have a replacement for Booth.
Well, Booten, of course, will be leaving anyhow. That's one of the thoughts I had in mind, namely that this was a job whereby we could keep Booten in the government. And he's a very able, smart guy and a good politician. He's got good relationships with the Congress. And I'd like to go to Booten, but going to Booten may have to come back to Macy, but it did seem to me that it was an advantageous administration.
It's all right with me for you to get Booten. I like Booten, and I think that if you think he's equipped. Well, I had a feeling this morning that you might be a source of some help to you. I don't know that it is, and I wouldn't recommend it, but I'd suggest that you give it a once-over when you have time. Some of these officer people and yards and docks and engineers, you might get them lent to you for any your construction stuff, and some of them are pretty good administrators. You get you a young captain or a young admiral or a young general. Lucius Clay was lent during the war for some of that and did a real good job early parts of the war. He ran all the airport projects of the country when he was just a young major colonel. And I spoke out at the War College and I saw a good many West Pointers and Annapolis people that were young and attractive that are going through that school. And 500-600 of them. I don't know that that'd be any good to you, but you might speak to Fay and Zuckert and Vance and tell them to look for any outstanding ones that you might be able to get on loan or get them delegated to you and you reimburse them for their salary or something like that. I don't know if that's any good, but it seemed like me on your job, and particularly some that had CB experience or construction experience. But you go and try Booten if you want to. It's all right with me.
I talked to you before. I think I mentioned to you there are two problems with Booten I should have bring to your attention. First of all is the fact that if he were to come, he would need some White House help, he told me, in talking to the Home Builders Association, which to whom he has a commitment to go down there. I think it's on the 31st of December or something like that. He'd have to have somebody from the White House say to the Home Builders that they're just going to have to put off his services for a year or some time. That's one thing. The second thing is, Bernie is already, of course, at the same level as the government as the director of the Poverty Agency. And I don't think it would be fair to ask him to come over. As a matter of fact, I think he would not be able to come. He's got 10 kids, I think you know that. Unless we could make him some sort of an assurance that within a reasonable time he could get to run the poverty program. Now, I think that it would not be a bad idea to make such a suggestion to Booten. As I say, we keep him in the administration that way, and that we keep in the program an extremely able person. You can, obviously, anytime you want, you would, you know, send me or do whatever you feel that you want to do with respect to me. But I feel that keeping Booten is a terrific plus for the administration, and that right now, having him in this deputy job is really essential, either he or Macy. got to be in this line. I don't can't think of any other person right now who could handle this job. And it's really pretty urgent right now.
I'm for it. You represent the White House and tell the builders. I've met with them once on boot, and I don't want to meet with them anymore. And I've got lots of things to do, and I'm for either one of them you want to. And you, my special assistant, you got White House stationery and White House authority, and you talk to them. And if you got to have somebody else, talk to Bill and get him to do it. I've had two rounds I've had with him. First, I talked to him about his staying, and then as a result of that, they had to see me, and I spent last week with them at another good long conference.
I don't think that they need to have you. I think it'd be in a position on you, but I'd be glad to
do it. You do it, and if you need to, get Bill to support you and help you. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't know him. If you did a good job, and something happened to you, and you wanted to do something else, I would be very reluctant to let you do it. But if you had to do it, I guess he'd be the next man in line. I have nobody patronage lined up that I'd want. So you can tell him that's clear.
Yeah. But, all right. What I do, it depends a lot on what you want me to do.
I want you to take that job, just do it.
On that, but I would like to be able to say to Putin that it's my judgment that with the Peace Corps and other things that, you know, I could go to you and suggest that perhaps you would be happy to put him into this job. Would that be all right?
Yeah, you talk to Bill, you all clear that up, and whatever you and Bill agree on will be okay with me.